Good morning to those in attendance and those viewing online. I think of all of you at all times of the week. You're on my mind and you're in my prayers often. I appreciate the prayer for revival, Lord. And not that isn't just to fill the attendance in our pews. I think we need to know that. It's revival in and within ourselves and where we know we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's something I've been thinking about a lot this week. If you follow me on Facebook, you might notice I've had some strange inquiries about myself that might throw some people off, but I just need to remember where I am in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. I'm a young man. I've got a long way to go in my studies and in my understandings of things. So please keep me in prayer as I go about my understanding of Scripture. And my prayer is to minister to the saints and be there as just a light for the Lord who died for me and be an example in my youth and old age, but especially in my youth, remembering my Creator while I still have time. And what's really hitting me this morning is Ephesians chapter 1 that talks about predestination. And I think the first time any of us have heard of predestination, it might have rubbed us the wrong way. But when we think about the love that our Savior had for us and what He did for us and that we couldn't have done it ourselves and that whatever we did ourselves would not be acceptable, that He paid the sacrifice for us and that He planned God planned that we would be with Him. You know, predestination was the plan and election was the drawing out of that plan. You read here, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the worlds." Before anything existed, we were chosen in Him. Isn't that comforting? Doesn't that raise... I hesitate to use the term self-esteem, but doesn't that raise your confidence in the Lord and your assurance in yourself to know that you were chosen before anything was? That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I know I'm not holy and without blame any other way, but I am in the sight of my Lord Jesus Christ because of just His love and mercy, nothing I did or didn't do. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. So we're children, we're adopted. Anybody who's adopted children, we have, I believe, a couple of ministers that have adopted children from other places and welcomed them into their family. And so they are part of the family, even though DNA wouldn't say it. They are part of their family. So while we are not by nature children of God, we have been made children of God. According to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace. That's the only reason that God did all of this, is to glorify Himself. He didn't do it because He was obligated to us. He did it because He wanted to, and it was in His good pleasure to do so, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted. A lot of times you hear folks talk about acceptance, and I just want to be accepted. Please accept me for who I am. The Lord accepted us and made us way better than what we are. He made us accepted in the Beloved and people that are loved by Christ. I mean, in His family. His family is an innumerable amount of people. It's one that no man can measure. We don't have an exact number on it, but He's made us accepted in that number. And so we are accepted and we are loved and forgiven, and nothing we do can take that away from us. That's what I want to leave you all with today, and that's what I hope will comfort your souls greatly. And with that, let's bow our heads in prayer. to the Lord of glory. Our Lord and Savior, please forgive us for all the shortcomings. Please lift up all those we've just mentioned in prayer. We know that you're the God of all comfort. We know that you can answer them. We know you can give them peace and comfort and joy, and you're going to be there. You're going to be whatever you will come to pass. And Lord, we lift up your high and holy name with all that's being said here. Continue to help our pastor, lift him up on wings like eagles, and give him strength to lead us however long you see fit for him to do so. And we just continue to pray for never-ending mercy and forgiveness on behalf of our sins. In your name we pray. Amen.